work together. You see what I mean? On a farm, it's real important. And I said, there's so many advantages, and that's just the way it worked. Those boys, you can't say a word again. Even if I disprove of one, the other boy will kind of take his part. He'll no, Dad, I believe he thought it. It really amuses me, see?
Yes. Well, you can certainly be proud of that.
I can truthfully say that. I never had one of my children do a thing that would make me ashamed of them.
Boy, that is a great record.
I raised six of them.
That is wonderful.
It sure is. I've always said they had a good mother.
Takes
and
two.
They have. They've yeah. got, I mean, Mrs. Lamont is a lot of principle, and I mean, she wouldn't tell a lie, even for me, or you know what I mean. It was she was just brought up that way, and kids has inherited some of that, I guess. And she's got a lot of grit, you know what I mean. She's bothered with rheumatism and stuff, and I mean, work and
keeps
just
right ahead.
You ain't a fooling.
Well, that is really a remarkable thing these days. You just don't find
that's
it.
That's right.
It is extremely rare.
That's right. And
the sons will.
I mean, we're real proud of their
footsteps and work together harmoniously.
We've often pointed out that there's a lot in the breeding and background. If you marry into a family that, well, I say it's just like animals or anything else. We breed animals for a certain quality and so forth, and in my dealing with people, I've noticed that people, the families, is generally, you just give me the name and I can tell you pretty well how they, you may have a backslider now and then. In others, that's not true, see. So we always used to tell them, well, when you get married, don't just look at the girl, look at the
background.
And of course, don't marry for that. You got to love somebody, but I mean, it's real important, see. And,
yes, indeed.
And I think they
they did a mighty fine job.
That's right.
Oh, that's great. Well, if one of your grandchildren, let's say, were standing there by the door in the wintertime holding the door open, but I shouldn't put it in terms of your grandchildren.
Shut the door.
Good. Well, if you were doing some carpentry work, you'd say, I've been working hard all day at it. You'd say, well, today I have... in many nails. I have
hammered in a lot of nails.
Okay.
Oh, drove a lot of nails. That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we would use that too. Fighting.
All right. Today I have
drove many a nail.
All right, sir. Yeah.
Call it the roof.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't get that one.
Eaves.
Okay. And a building that's out away from the house for farm tools and things of that kind. You'd call that a...
Well, we usually refer to that as the tool shed.
Okay. Well, I have... you
have heard this many a time.
Many a time, okay. Haven't. Yeah.
Haven't had any experience with that, you mean?
Say, I have not.
Just have not done that.
Okay. They don't seem to.
You mean we would refer to their, what type of people?
Well, on the other hand, don't.
Indifferent about their behavior.
Yes, and we could just say, well, they don't even care.
That's right, and that's surely true.
I've been
worrying sometime, or anxious, or I don't know, just if you mean